Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Walking as Children of God. Chapter 2. The condition of children of God reveals a central facet of the kind or amplitude of love with which we are loved by the Lord. Everything involving God's love is good and beneficial. Therefore, on the one hand, trying to classify God's love into divisions to know which are the best parts would be a challenging task to accomplish. On the other hand, however, we can learn to see more and more what God's love is and contains, and thus, we can grow in the perception of the greatness or manifold virtues of this love. And, in turn, growing in understanding the characteristics of the love with which the Heavenly Father loves us can also work towards our growth in the Lord, the perfection of our faith and hope in God, and the improvement of our walking in God's love. Because of the love that is in God, the Lord moved to create human beings. And even when human beings chose to disobey their Creator, the Lord revealed and provided the complete salvation offered to all people, the salvation that was already prepared before the foundation of the world. Because of heavenly love, God did not abandon human beings after they tried to live their lives without the direction and support of the eternal Creator, as we can see, for example, in the two texts below. 1 Peter 1, 17-21. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Romans 5, 8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In the theme of walking in love and all subjects covered in the systemic teaching about Christian life, we saw, then, several aspects of the inestimable greatness of God's love. However, in this chapter, we would like to address one more unique aspect found in the love of God that exalts in an extraordinary way a facet of the love that exists in the Heavenly Father and that represents one of the broadest aspects of the comprehensiveness or extension of this same love, as exemplified in the following text. 1 John 3:1. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Given this, we then ask. 1. If God had made the provision of salvation that he made in Christ Jesus through the work on the cross of Calvary and redeemed us to be his servants and so that we could live according to heavenly righteousness, would not the Lord have already done something that only a perfect love could accomplish? 2. If God, in addition to providing salvation in Christ Jesus, still opened a way for people to reconnect with him, would not the Lord have already done something that only perfect love could accomplish? 3. If God, in addition to the provision of salvation and the restoration of fellowship with him, would also make available his Holy Spirit to dwell with the redeemed people and grant to people also the gift of love and many other gifts for their benefit and of others, would he not already have done something that only perfect love could accomplish? So, in response to the questions above, on the one hand, we can see in the scriptures that all these actions of God would clearly already demonstrate or have already amply demonstrated many immeasurable virtues and characteristics of his unique and unmatched love, as we can also see in the following text. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? On the other hand, however, the love of God granted through salvation in Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit in the hearts of Christians, and his gifts given through his grace is not yet revealed to the extent that God wants it to be revealed, known, and experienced. Furthermore, considering that God is love, if people do not know God's love to the extent that the Lord longs for it to be known, they will also lack a more extended knowledge of who God is or lack a highly significant part of God's glory. As a result of transgression or subjection to sin, human beings started to lack the knowledge of the glory of God, or people started to lack the knowledge that is necessary for them about their eternal Creator, as the following text teaches us. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For this reason, the Lord Jesus Christ came to reveal God's provision for the discharge of the debt of sin that seeks to separate people from access to the glory of God. Because of the work that God accomplished in Christ Jesus on the cross of Calvary, followed by his resurrection from the dead, people can now come to know what they need for life with God and in God's will. John 17:3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Thus, one of the most sublime aspects of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh to the present world, among many other sublime aspects, is contained in the purpose of making known one of the most precious and profound characteristics of the Heavenly Father's love, which is the aspect that God provides, in Christ Jesus, the remission of sinners for the purpose of granting them an innumerable variety of gifts. However, together with all this, God still adds the exceedingly excellent gift that all the redeemed are equally called to the condition of eternal children of the loving Heavenly Father. Eternal salvation for an individual who was entangled in a life subject to sin may already seem more than enough and may represent much more than one could even think of achieving. However, the Heavenly Father sent Christ Jesus so that, through salvation, everyone who believes in him would also receive the condition of being his eternal child, demonstrating an even broader overflow of his unending love, whose related texts we partially repeat below. John 1:12-13. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. 1 John 3:1a. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Out of love for each person, God wants everyone to be saved. Because of the love for each saved one, God gives them forgiveness, purification, and novelty of life in Christ. However, also because of his love, God grants that each saved person receives another incomparable or priceless gift, which is expressed in each saved person also becoming and being called a child of God. In addition to encompassing salvation and a new life in Christ, the Heavenly Father's love also encompasses, for those who are saved in the Lord, a life of relationship with God in the condition of the Father toward his child and a child toward the Father. Thus, everyone who receives and loves the gift of salvation that God offers to all human beings because of his eternal love, expressed in his beloved Son Jesus Christ, also comes to be received and loved by the Heavenly Father as his child, as a child of God. And this, so that each one may also be loved by the Heavenly Father with the same love he has for his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. John 16:27. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from God. John 17:26. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Given this, we can see that although God's love for each person has already been widely announced and revealed to the world through the gift of Christ Jesus as the Redeemer and righteousness for all sinners, it is in the granting of the condition of children of God, to those who believe in Christ Jesus as the Lord of their lives, that we see the purpose of salvation, justification, and love exalted even more abundantly. And, in a sense, exalted even in an inconceivable or unimaginable way according to the merely natural understanding or knowledge of human beings. A deeper understanding of the gift of being a child of God reveals parts of God's precious love that no other aspect of God's action toward human beings can reveal. And this is because nothing, in terms of love, can be equated to God having given himself in Christ Jesus for someone unworthy so that he could then offer an individual the condition of a child of the Lord and so that the person redeemed in him may receive the name of him by whom one was saved and constituted as his eternal heir. Therefore, Ephesians 1, 3-14. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. Here we see, then, that the most sublime relationship that a human being can find in the entire universe, and which every human being needs so much, is the relationship with the Heavenly Father, with his beloved Son Jesus Christ, and with the Holy Spirit, plus the condition of being a child of God to be able to experience fellowship with the Lord now and forever. Galatians 3:26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.